From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. At least one Republican will vote for the landmark health care bill that the Senate Finance Committee has been considering. Maine Republican Olympia Snowe broke ranks with her GOP colleagues and declared her support for the measure, which the committee is expected to pass today. NPR's David Wilna reports.
Senator Snowe's decision to vote for the Finance Committee health care legislation allows the Democrats who've been pushing for that bill to say it has bipartisan support, a claim none of the four other congressional committees that have approved health care bills can make. Snowe said she's voting for the bill with reservations.
Is this bill all that I would want? Far from it. Is it all that it can be? No. But when history calls, history calls. And I happen to think that the consequences of inaction dictate the urgency of Congress to take every opportunity to demonstrate its capacity to solve the monumental issues of our time.
Snowe warned that her continued support will depend on what's in the health care legislation sent to the full Senate. The finance bill has to be combined with a more liberal bill passed by the Health Committee. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. and Russia have agreed to pursue vigorous diplomacy to get Iran to fulfill international obligations regarding its nuclear program. Clinton made the comments after meeting in Moscow today with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who said sanctions against Tehran would be counterproductive at this time. Clinton also said the U.S. and Russia are finding common ground on nuclear disarmament and missile defense. The U.S. Supreme Court has thrown the conviction of former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling into doubt. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has the story.
The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to review a federal appeals court ruling upholding Jeff Skilling's convictions on 19 charges rescues the former Enron executive from the edge of hopelessness. Skilling was sentenced to 24 years after being convicted in 2006 of fraud, insider trading, and lying to auditors. Skilling's appeal rests on two pillars. The first is that it was impossible for Enron's former CEO to get a fair trial in Houston. After bankrupting a Fortune 500 top 10 company, throwing thousands out of work while vaporizing much of their retirement, Skilling and Enron Chairman Ken Lay had become pariahs. The other legal question is whether Skilling cheated Enron out of his honest services for his own financial benefit, a charge his lawyers deny. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
CIT Group, a major business lender, says its chairman and CEO will step down at the end of the year. Jeffrey Peek, who's led CIT since 2003, is blamed for not protecting the company from the ravages of the financial crisis. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 16 points at 98.69. The Nasdaq is off one at 21.37. This is NPR. Pakistan has launched air attacks on militant targets in South Waziristan near the Afghan border. The bombings come in advance of an expected ground operation in the mountainous region. The Pakistani army says 80% of Taliban militant attacks on the country are planned in South Waziristan, a Taliban stronghold where al-Qaeda militants are also believed to be hiding. Today's bombings follow four deadly insurgent attacks in 8 days. Romania's minority government was toppled after lawmakers passed a no-confidence vote today, heightening political instability and threatening some badly needed international assistance. NPR's Eric Westervelt has details.
Lawmakers voted down the minority government led by centrist Prime Minister Emil Bach. It's the first time since the end of communism 20 years ago that the Romanian parliament has dismissed a government. Opposition lawmakers blame Bach's government for not doing enough to stem job losses and falling wages. During the financial crisis, Romania's economy has gone from being the European Union's fastest growing to one of the worst. Economists now worry that the political upheaval will make it nearly impossible for Romania to quickly meet terms for a new much-needed $30 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. IMF conditions include passing a new fiscal responsibility law and reforming the pension system. The centrists will remain in a caretaker role until Parliament approves a new government, which may happen only after the presidential election in late November. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The National Weather Service has put parts of California on alert for flash floods. There are concerns about dangerous land and mudslides and debris flows in areas scorched by wildfires last month. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.